Signum manium apparuit in cielo.
Consecration to Jesus through Mary, according to Saint Louis Marie de Montfort. First, pick your date. Here are some suggested consecration dates that correspond with Marian feast days. If you pick the Feast of the Annunciation as your consecration date, the start date will be February 21st on leap years, like 2020. The 33 days are divided into four parts. Part 1 is 12 days long, with the theme of emptying oneself of the spirit of the world. Part 2 is 7 days long, with the theme of understanding oneself. Part 3 is 7 days long, with the theme of understanding Mary. And part 4 is 7 days long, with the theme of understanding Jesus. Part 1 will begin shortly. In these first 12 days, examine your conscience, pray, practice renouncement of your own will, mortification, purity of heart. This purity is the indispensable condition for contemplating God in heaven, to see him on earth and to know him by the light of faith. The first part of the preparation should be employed in casting off the spirit of the world, which is contrary to that of Jesus Christ. The spirit of the world consists essentially in the denial of the supreme dominion of God, a denial which is manifested in practice by sin and disobedience. Thus, it is principally opposed to the spirit of Christ, which is also that of Mary. It manifests itself by the concupiscence of the flesh, by the concupiscence of the eyes, and by the pride of life, by disobedience to God's laws and the abuse of created things. Its works are sin in all forms, then all else by which the devil leads to sin, works which bring error and darkness to the mind, and seduction and corruption to the will. Its pomps are the splendor and the charms employed by the devil to render sin alluring in persons, places, and things. Day 1. And seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain, and when he was set down, his disciples came unto him, and opening his mouth, he taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are the meek, for they shall possess the land. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after justice, for they shall have their fill. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called children of God. Blessed are they that suffer persecution for justice' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye that they shall revile you, and persecute you, and speak all that is evil against you untruly for my sake. Be glad and rejoice, for your reward is very great in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets that were before you. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt lose its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is good for nothing any more but to be cast out and to be trodden on by men. You are the light of the world. A city seated on a mountain cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but upon a candlestick, that it may shine to all that are in the house. So let your light shine before men, that they may see your good works, and glorify your Father who is in heaven. Do not think that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For amen I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall not pass of the law, till all be fulfilled. He therefore that shall break one of these least commandments, and shall so teach men, shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But he that shall do and teach, he shall be great in the kingdom of heaven.
Cough.
Come, Holy Spirit, Creator blessed, and in our souls take up thy rest. Come with thy grace and heavenly aid, to fill the hearts which thou hast made. O Comforter, to thee we cry, O heavenly gift of God Most High, O fount of life and fire of love, and sweet anointing from above. Thou in thy sevenfold gifts are known, thou finger of God's hand we own, thou promise of the Father, thou who dost the tongue with power imbue. Kindle our senses from above, and make our hearts o'erflow with love. With patience firm and virtue high, the weakness of our flesh supply. Far from us drive the foe we dread, and grant us thy peace instead. So shall we not, with thee for guide, turn from the path of life aside. O may thy grace on us bestow, the Father and the Son to know, and thee through endless times confessed, of both the eternal Spirit blessed. Now to the Father and the Son, who rose from death, be glory given. With thou, O Holy Comforter, henceforth by all in earth and heaven. Amen. Hail, O Star of the Ocean, God's own Mother blessed, ever sinless Virgin, Gate of Heavenly Rest. Taking that sweet Ave, which from Gabriel came, peace confirm within us, changing Eve's name. Break the sinner's fetters, make our blindness day. Chase all evils from us, for all blessings pray. Show thyself a mother, may the word divine, born for us thine infant, hear our prayers through thine. Virgin all excelling, mildest of the mild, free from guilt preserve us, meek and undefiled. Keep our life all spotless, make our way secure, till we find in Jesus joy forevermore. Praise to God the Father, honor to the Son, in the Holy Spirit be the glory won. Amen. My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Saviour, because he has regarded the humility of his handmaid. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed, because he that is mighty hath done great things to me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is from generation to them that fear him. He hath showed might in his arm, he hath scattered the proud in the conceit of their heart, he hath put down the mighty from their seat, and hath exalted the humble. He hath filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he hath sent empty away. He hath received Israel his servant, being mindful of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham and to his seed forever. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Day 2. Be you therefore perfect, as also your heavenly Father is perfect. Take heed that you do not your justice before men, to be seen by them. Otherwise you shall not have a reward of your Father who is in heaven. Therefore, when thou dost an alms deed, sound not a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may be honored by men. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when thou dost alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doth, that thy alms may be in secret, and thy Father, who seeth in secret, will repay thee. And when ye pray, you shall not be as the hypocrites, that love to stand and pray in the synagogues and corners of the streets, that they may be seen by men. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But thou, when thou shalt pray, enter into thy chamber, and having shut the door, pray to thy Father in secret. And thy Father, who seeth in secret, will repay thee. And when you are praying, speak not much as the heathens, for they think that in their much speaking they may be heard. Be not you therefore like to them, for your Father knoweth what is needful for you, before you ask him. Thus therefore shall you pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our supersubstantial bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. For if you will forgive men their offenses, your heavenly Father will forgive you also your offenses. But if you will not forgive men, neither will your Father forgive you your offenses. Come, Holy Spirit, Creator blessed, and in our souls take up thy rest. Come with thy grace and heavenly aid, to fill the hearts which thou hast made. O Comforter, to thee we cry, O heavenly gift of God Most High, O fount of life and fire of love, and sweet anointing from above. Thou in thy sevenfold gifts are known, thou finger of God's hand we own, thou promise of the Father, thou who dost the tongue with power imbue. Kindle our senses from above, and make our hearts o'erflow with love. With patience firm and virtue high, the weakness of our flesh supply. Far from us strive the foe we dread, and grant us thy peace instead. So shall we not, with thee for guide, turn from the path of life aside. O may thy grace on us bestow, the Father and the Son to know, and thee through endless times confessed, of both the eternal Spirit blessed. Now to the Father and the Son, who rose from death, be glory given. With thou, O holy Comforter, henceforth by all in earth and heaven. Amen. Hail, O star of the ocean, God's own mother blessed, ever sinless virgin, gate of heavenly rest. Taking that sweet Ave, which from Gabriel came, peace confirm within us, changing Eve's name. Break the sinner's fetters, make our blindness day. Chase all evils from us, for all blessings pray. Show thyself a mother, may the word divine, born for us thine infant, hear our prayers through thine. Virgin all excelling, mildest of the mild, free from guilt preserve us, meek and undefiled. Keep our life all spotless, make our way secure, till we find in Jesus joy for evermore. Praise to God the Father, honor to the Son, in the Holy Spirit be the glory one. Amen. My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Saviour, because he has regarded the humility of his handmaid. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed, because he that is mighty hath done great things to me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is from generation to generation to them that fear him. He hath showed might in his arm, he hath scattered the proud in the conceit of their heart, he hath put down the mighty from their seat, and hath exalted the humble. He hath filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he hath sent empty away. He hath received Israel his servant, being mindful of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham and to his seed forever. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Day 3. Judge not, that you may not be judged. For with what judgment you judge, you shall be judged. And with what measure you meet, it shall be measured to you again. Any wise seest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, and seest not the beam that is in thy own eye? Or how sayest thou to thy brother, Let me cast the mote out of thy eye, and behold, a beam is in thy own eye? Thou hypocrite, cast out first the beam in thy own eye, and then shalt thou see to cast out the mote of thy brother's eye. Give not that which is holy to dogs, neither cast ye your pearls before swine, lest perhaps they trample them under their feet, and turning upon you, they tear you. Ask, and it shall be given. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened to you. For every one that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Or what man is there among you, of whom if his son shall ask bread, will he reach him a stone? Or if he shall ask him a fish, will he reach him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to them that ask him? All things therefore whatsoever you would that men should do to you, do you also to them. For this is the law and the prophets. Enter ye in at the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there are who go in thereat. How narrow is the gate, and straight is the way that leadeth to life, and few there are that find it. Come, Holy Spirit, Creator blessed, and in our souls take up thy rest. Come with thy grace and heavenly aid, to fill the hearts which thou hast made. O Comforter, to thee we cry, O heavenly gift of God Most High, O fount of life and fire of love, and sweet anointing from above. Thou in thy sevenfold gifts are known, thou finger of God's hand we own, thou promise of the Father, thou who dost the tongue with power imbue. Kindle our senses from above, and make our hearts o'erflow with love. With patience firm and virtue high, the weakness of our flesh supply. Far from us strive the foe we dread, and grant us thy peace instead. So shall we not, with thee for guide, turn from the path of life aside. O may thy grace on us bestow, the Father and the Son to know, and thee through endless times confessed, of both the eternal Spirit blessed. Now to the Father and the Son, who rose from death, be glory given. With thou, O holy Comforter, henceforth by all in earth and heaven. Amen. Hail, O star of the ocean, God's own mother blessed, ever sinless virgin, gate of heavenly rest. Taking that sweet ave, which from Gabriel came, peace confirm within us, changing Eve's name. Break the sinner's fetters, make our blindness day. Chase all evils from us, for all blessings pray. Show thyself a mother, may the word divine, born for us thine infant, hear our prayers through thine. Virgin all excelling, mildest of the mild, free from guilt preserve us, meek and undefiled. Keep our life all spotless, make our way secure, till we find in Jesus joy for evermore. Praise to God the Father, honor to the Son, in the Holy Spirit be the glory one. Amen. My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Saviour, because he has regarded the humility of his handmaid. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed, because he that is mighty hath done great things to me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is from generation to generation to them that fear him. He hath showed might in his arm, he hath scattered the proud in the conceit of their heart, he hath put down the mighty from their seat, and hath exalted the humble. He hath filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he hath sent empty away. He hath received Israel his servant, being mindful of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham and to his seed for ever. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Day 4. that man has no good of himself, and that he cannot glory in anything, Lord? What is man, that thou art mindful of him, or the son of man that thou visit him? What has man deserved that thou should give him grace? Lord, what cause have I to complain if thou forsakest me, or what can I justly allege if what I petition thou shalt not grant? This most assuredly, I may truly think and say, Lord, I am nothing, I can do nothing of myself that is good, but I am in all things defective and ever tend to nothing. And unless I am assisted and interiorly instructed by thee, I become wholly tepid and relaxed. But thou, O Lord, art always the same, and endurest unto eternity, ever good, just, and holy, doing all things well, justly, and holily, and disposing them in wisdom. But I, who am more inclined to go back than to go forward, continue not always in one state, for I am changed 7 different times. But it quickly becomes better when it pleases thee, and thou stretchest out thy helping hand, for thou alone, without man's aid, can assist me, and so strengthen me, that my countenance shall be more diversely changed, but my heart be converted and find its rest in thee alone. He who would be too secure in time of peace will often be found too much dejected in time of war. If you could always continue to be humble and little in your own eyes, and keep your spirit in due order and subjection, you would not fall so easily into danger and offense. It is good counsel that, when you have conceived the spirit of fervor, you should meditate how it will be when that light shall be withdrawn. Come, Holy Spirit, Creator blessed, and in our souls take up thy rest. Come with thy grace and heavenly aid to fill the hearts which thou hast made. O Comforter, to thee we cry, O heavenly gift of God Most High, O fount of life and fire of love and sweet anointing from above. Thou in thy sevenfold gifts are known, thou finger of God's hand we own, thou promise of the Father, thou who dost the tongue with power imbue. Kindle our senses from above and make our hearts o'erflow with love. With patience firm and virtue high, the weakness of our flesh supply. Far from us strive the foe we dread, and grant us thy peace instead. So shall we not, with thee for guide, turn from the path of life aside. O may thy grace on us bestow, the Father and the Son to know, and thee through endless times confessed, of both the eternal Spirit blessed. Now to the Father and the Son, who rose from death, be glory given. With thou, O Holy Comforter, henceforth by all in earth and heaven. Amen. Hail, O Star of the Ocean, God's own Mother blessed, ever sinless Virgin, Gate of heavenly rest. Taking that sweet Ave, which from Gabriel came, peace confirm within us, changing Eve's name. Break the sinner's fetters, make our blindness day. Chase all evils from us, for all blessings pray. Show thyself a mother, may the word divine, born for us thine infant, hear our prayers through thine. Virgin all excelling, mildest of the mild, free from guilt preserve us, meek and undefiled. Keep our life all spotless, make our way secure, till we find in Jesus joy for evermore. Praise to God the Father, honor to the Son, in the Holy Spirit be the glory one. Amen. My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Saviour, because he has regarded the humility of his handmaid. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed, because he that is mighty hath done great things to me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is from generation to generation to them that fear him. He hath showed might in his arm, he hath scattered the proud in the conceit of their heart. He hath put down the mighty from their seat, and hath exalted the humble. He hath filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he hath sent empty away. He hath received Israel his servant, being mindful of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham and to his seed forever. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Day 5. Wherefore, but I did know well how to cast from me all human comfort, either for the sake of devotion or through the necessity by which I am compelled to seek thee, because there is no man that can comfort me. Then might I deservedly hope in thy favour, and rejoice in the gift of a new consolation. Thanks be to thee, from whom all things proceed, as often as it happens to me. I indeed am but vanity, and nothing in thy sight, an inconstant and weak man. Where therefore can I glory, or for what do I desire to be thought of highly? Forsooth of my very nothingness, and this is most vain. Truly vainglory is an evil plague, because it draws away from true glory, and robs us of heavenly grace. For while a man takes complacency in himself, he displeases thee. While he wants for human applause, he is deprived of true virtues. But true glory and holy exaltation is to glory in thee, and not in oneself. To rejoice in thy name, but not in one's own strength, to find pleasure in no creature, save only for thy sake. Let thy name be praised, not mine. Let thy work be magnified, not mine. Let thy holy name be blessed, but let nothing be attributed to me of the praise of men. Thou art my glory, thou art the exaltation of my heart. In thee will I glory and rejoice all the day, but for myself I will glory in nothing but in my infirmities. Come, Holy Spirit, Creator blessed, and in our souls take up thy rest. Come with thy grace and heavenly aid, to fill the hearts which thou hast made. O Comforter, to thee we cry, O heavenly gift of God Most High, O fount of life and fire of love, and sweet anointing from above. Thou in thy sevenfold gifts are known, thou finger of God's hand we own, thou promise of the Father, thou who dost the tongue with power imbue. Kindle our senses from above, and make our hearts o'erflow with love. With patience firm and virtue high, the weakness of our flesh supply. Far from us strive the foe we dread, and grant us thy peace instead. So shall we not, with thee for guide, turn from the path of life aside. O may thy grace on us bestow, the Father and the Son to know, and thee through endless times confessed, of both the eternal Spirit blessed. Now to the Father and the Son, who rose from death, be glory given. With thou, O holy Comforter, henceforth by all in earth and heaven. Amen. Hail, O star of the ocean, God's own mother blessed, ever sinless virgin, gate of heavenly rest. Taking that sweet ave which from Gabriel came, peace confirm within us, changing Eve's name. Break the sinner's fetters, make our blindness day. Chase all evils from us, for all blessings pray. Show thyself a mother, may the word divine, born for us thine infant, hear our prayers through thine. Virgin all excelling, mildest of the mild, free from guilt preserve us, meek and undefiled. Keep our life all spotless, make our way secure, till we find in Jesus joy for evermore. Praise to God the Father, honor to the Son, in the Holy Spirit be the glory one. Amen. My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Saviour, because he has regarded the humility of his handmaid. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed, because he that is mighty hath done great things to me, and holy is his name. and his mercy is from generation to generation to them that fear him. He hath showed might in his arm, he hath scattered the proud in the conceit of their heart, he hath put down the mighty from their seat, and hath exalted the humble. He hath filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he hath sent empty away. He hath received Israel his servant, being mindful of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham and to his seed forever. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Day 6. Look upon the lively examples of the Holy Fathers, in whom shone real perfection, and the religious life, and you will see how little it is, and almost nothing, that we do. Alas, what is our life when we compare it with theirs? Saints and friends of Christ, they served our Lord in hunger and in thirst, in cold, in nakedness, in labor and in weariness, in watching, in fasting, prayers and holy meditations, and frequent persecutions and reproaches. Oh, how many grievous tribulations did the apostles suffer, and the martyrs and confessors and virgins and all the rest, who resolved to follow the steps of Christ, for they hated their lives in this world, that they might keep them in life everlasting. Oh, what a strict and self-renouncing life the holy fathers of the desert led! What long and grievous temptations did they bear! How often were they harassed by the enemy! What frequent and fervent prayers did they offer up to God! What rigorous abstinence did they practice! What a valiant contest waged they to subdue their imperfections! What purity and straightforwardness of purpose kept they towards God! By day they labored, and much of the night they spent in prayer, though while they labored, they were far from leaving off mental prayer. They spent all their time profitably. Every hour seemed short to spend with God, and even their necessary bodily refreshment was forgotten in the great sweetness of contemplation. They renounced all riches, dignities, honors, and kindred. They hardly took what was necessary for life. It grieved them to serve the body even in its necessity. Accordingly, they were poor in earthly things, but very rich in grace and virtue. Come, Holy Spirit, Creator blessed, and in our souls take up thy rest. Come with thy grace and heavenly aid to fill the hearts which thou hast made. O Comforter, to thee we cry, O heavenly gift of God Most High, O fount of life, and fire of love, and sweet anointing from above. Thou in thy sevenfold gifts are known, thou finger of God's hand we own, thou promise of the Father, thou who dost the tongue with power imbue. Kindle our senses from above, and make our hearts o'erflow with love. With patience firm and virtue high, the weakness of our flesh supply. Far from us drive the foe we dread, and grant us thy peace instead. So shall we not, with thee for guide, turn from the path of life aside. O may thy grace on us bestow, the Father and the Son to know, and thee through endless times confessed, of both the eternal Spirit blessed. Now to the Father and the Son, who rose from death, be glory given. With thou, O holy Comforter, henceforth by all in earth and heaven. Amen. Hail, O star of the ocean, God's own mother blessed, ever sinless virgin, gate of heavenly rest. Taking that sweet ave, which from Gabriel came, peace confirm within us, changing Eve's name. Break the sinner's fetters, make our blindness day. Chase all evils from us, for all blessings pray. Show thyself a mother, may the word divine, born for us thine infant, hear our prayers through thine. Virgin all excelling, mildest of the mild, free from guilt preserve us, meek and undefiled. Keep our life all spotless, make our way secure, till we find in Jesus joy forevermore. Praise to God the Father, honor to the Son, in the Holy Spirit, be the glory one. Amen. My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Saviour, because he has regarded the humility of his handmaid. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed, because he that is mighty hath done great things to me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is from generation to generation to them that fear him. He hath showed might in his arm, he hath scattered the proud in the conceit of their heart, he hath put down the mighty from their seat, and hath exalted the humble. He hath filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he hath sent empty away. He hath received Israel his servant, being mindful of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham and to his seed for ever. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Day 7. Outwardly they suffered want, but within they were refreshed with grace and divine consolation. They were aliens to the world. They seemed as nothing, and the world despised them. But they were precious and beloved in the sight of God. They persevered in true humility. They lived in simple obedience. They walked in charity and patience. And so every day they advanced in spirit and gained great favor with God. They were given, for example, to all religious, and ought more to excite us to advance in good than the number of lukewarm to induce us to grow remiss. Oh, how great was the fervor of all religious in the beginning of their holy institute! Oh, how great was their devotion in prayer! How great was their zeal for virtue! How vigorous the discipline that was kept up! What reverence and obedience under the rule of the superior flourished in all! The traces that remain still bear witness that they were truly holy and perfect men, who did battle so stoutly, and trampled the world under their feet. Now he is thought great who is not a transgressor, and who can with patience endure what has undertaken. Ah, the lukewarmness and negligence of our state, that we soon fall away from our first fervor, and are even now tired with life, from slothfulness and tepidity. Oh, that advancement in our virtue be not quite asleep in thee, who hast so often seen the manifold examples of the devout. Come, Holy Spirit, Creator blessed, and in our souls take up thy rest. Come with thy grace and heavenly aid to fill the hearts which thou hast made. O Comforter, to thee we cry, O heavenly gift of God Most High, O fount of life and fire of love, and sweet anointing from above. Thou in thy sevenfold gifts are known, thou finger of God's hand we own, thou promise of the Father, thou who dost the tongue with power imbue. Kindle our senses from above, and make our hearts o'erflow with love, with patience firm and virtue high, the weakness of our flesh supply. Far from us strive the foe we dread, and grant us thy peace instead. So shall we not, with thee for guide, turn from the path of life aside. O may thy grace on us bestow, the Father and the Son to know, and thee through endless times confessed, of both the eternal Spirit blessed. Now to the Father and the Son, who rose from death, be glory given. With thou, O holy Comforter, henceforth by all in earth and heaven. Amen. Hail, O star of the ocean, God's own mother blessed, ever sinless virgin, gate of heavenly rest. Taking that sweet ave which from Gabriel came, peace confirm within us, changing Eve's name. Break the sinner's fetters, make our blindness day. Chase all evils from us, for all blessings pray. Show thyself a mother, may the word divine, born for us thine infant, hear our prayers through thine. Virgin all excelling, mildest of the mild, free from guilt preserve us, meek and undefiled. Keep our life all spotless, make our way secure, till we find in Jesus joy for evermore. Praise to God the Father, honor to the Son, in the Holy Spirit be the glory one. Amen. My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Saviour, because he has regarded the humility of his handmaid. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed, because he that is mighty hath done great things to me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is from generation to generation to them that fear him. He hath showed might in his arm, he hath scattered the proud in the conceit of their heart. He hath put down the mighty from their seat, and hath exalted the humble. He hath filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he hath sent empty away. He hath received Israel his servant, being mindful of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham and to his seed forever. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Day 8. As long as we live in this world, we cannot be without temptations and tribulations. Hence it is written in Job, "Man's life on earth is a temptation." Everyone therefore should be solicitous about his temptations, and watch in prayer lest the devil find an opportunity to catch him, who never sleeps, but goes about seeking whom he can devour. No one is so perfect and holy as sometimes not to have temptations, and we can never be wholly free from them. Nevertheless, temptations are very profitable to man, troublesome and grievous though they may be, for in them a man is humbled, purified, and instructed. All the saints passed through many tribulations and temptations, and were purified by them. And they that could not support temptations became reprobate, and fell away. Many seek to flee temptations, and fall worse into them. We cannot conquer by flight alone, but by patience and true humility, we become stronger than all our enemies. He who only declines them outwardly, and does not pluck out their root, will profit little. Nay, temptations will sooner return, and he will find himself in a worse condition. By degrees and by patience you will, by God's grace, better overcome them than by harshness and your own importunity. Take counsel the oftener in temptation, and do not deal harshly with one who is tempted, but pour in consolation as thou wouldst wish to be done unto yourself. In constancy of mind and little confidence in God is the beginning of all temptation. For as a ship without a helm is driven to and fro by the waves, so the man who neglects and gives up his resolutions is tempted in many ways. Come, Holy Spirit, Creator blessed, and in our souls take up thy rest. Come with thy grace and heavenly aid, to fill the hearts which thou hast made. O Comforter, to thee we cry, O heavenly gift of God Most High, O fount of life and fire of love, and sweet anointing from above. Thou in thy sevenfold gifts are known, thou finger of God's hand we own, thou promise of the Father, thou who dost the tongue with power imbue. Kindle our senses from above, and make our hearts o'erflow with love. With patience firm and virtue high, the weakness of our flesh supply. Far from us strive the foe we dread, and grant us thy peace instead. So shall we not, with thee for guide, turn from the path of life aside. O may thy grace on us bestow, the Father and the Son to know, and thee through endless times confessed, of both the eternal Spirit blessed. Now to the Father and the Son, who rose from death, be glory given, with thou, O holy Comforter, henceforth by all in earth and heaven. Amen. Hail, O star of the ocean, God's own mother blessed, ever sinless virgin, gate of heavenly rest, taking that sweet Ave which from Gabriel came, peace confirm within us, changing Eve's name. Break the sinner's fetters, make our blindness day, chase all evils from us, for all blessings pray. Show thyself a mother, may the word divine, born for us thine infant, hear our prayers through thine. Virgin all excelling, mildest of the mild, free from guilt preserve us, meek and undefiled. Keep our life all spotless, make our way secure, till we find in Jesus joy for evermore. Praise to God the Father, honor to the Son, in the Holy Spirit be the glory one. Amen. My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Saviour, because he has regarded the humility of his handmaid. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed, because he that is mighty hath done great things to me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is from generation to them that fear him. He hath showed might in his arm, he hath scattered the proud in the conceit of their heart. He hath put down the mighty from their seat, and hath exalted the humble. He hath filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he hath sent empty away. He hath received Israel his servant, being mindful of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham and to his seed for ever. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Day 9. Fire tries iron, and temptation a just man. We often know not what we are able to do, but temptations discover what we are. Still, we must watch, especially in the beginning of temptation, for then the enemy is more easily overcome. If he be not suffered to enter the door of the mind, but is withstood upon the threshold the very moment he knocks. Whence a certain one has said, "Resist beginnings, all too late the cure." When ills have gathered strength by long delay, first there comes from the mind a simple thought, then a strong imagination, afterwards delight, and the evil motion and consent, and so, little by little, the fiend does gain entrance, when he is not resisted in the beginning. The longer anyone has been slothful in resisting, so much the weaker he becomes, daily in himself and the enemy, so much the stronger in him. Some suffer grievous temptations at the beginning of their conversion, others in the end, and others are troubled nearly their whole life. Some are very lightly tempted, according to the wisdom and the equity of the ordinance of God, who weighs man's conditions and merits, and preordaineth all things for the salvation of his elect. We must not therefore despair when we are tempted, but the more fervently pray to God to help us in every tribulation. Who of a truth, according to the sayings of St. Paul, will make such issue with the temptation that we are able to sustain it? Let us then humble our souls under the hand of God in every temptation and tribulation, for the humble in spirit he will save and exalt. In temptation and tribulations it is proved what progress man has made, and there also is great merit and virtue is made more manifest. Come, Holy Spirit, Creator blessed, and in our souls take up thy rest. Come with thy grace and heavenly aid, to fill the hearts which thou hast made. O Comforter, to thee we cry, O heavenly gift of God Most High, O fount of life and fire of love, and sweet anointing from above. Thou in thy sevenfold gifts are known, thou finger of God's hand we own, thou promise of the Father, thou who dost the tongue with power imbue. kindle our senses from above, and make our hearts o'erflow with love. With patience firm and virtue high, the weakness of our flesh supply. Far from us strive the foe we dread, and grant us thy peace instead. So shall we not, with thee for guide, turn from the path of life aside. O may thy grace on us bestow, the Father and the Son to know, and thee through endless times confessed, of both the eternal Spirit blessed. Now to the Father and the Son, who rose from death, be glory given. With thou, O holy Comforter, henceforth by all in earth and heaven. Amen. Hail, O star of the ocean, God's own mother blessed, ever sinless virgin, gate of heavenly rest. Taking that sweet ave, which from Gabriel came, peace confirm within us, changing Eve's name. Break the sinner's fetters, make our blindness day. Chase all evils from us, for all blessings pray. Show thyself a mother, may the word divine, born for us thine infant, hear our prayers through thine. Virgin all excelling, mildest of the mild, free from guilt preserve us, meek and undefiled. Keep our life all spotless, make our way secure, till we find in Jesus joy for evermore. Praise to God the Father, honor to the Son, in the Holy Spirit be the glory one. Amen. My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Saviour, because he has regarded the humility of his handmaid. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed, because he that is mighty hath done great things to me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is from generation to them that fear him. He hath showed might in his arm, he hath scattered the proud in the conceit of their heart, he hath put down the mighty from their seat, and hath exalted the humble. He hath filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he hath sent empty away. He hath received Israel his servant, being mindful of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham and to his seed for ever. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Day 10. Now will I speak again, O Lord, and will not be silent. I will say in the hearing of my God and my King who is on high, O how great is the abundance of thy sweetness, O Lord, which thou hast hidden for those that fear thee. But what art thou for those who love thee? What to those who serve thee with their whole heart? Unspeakable indeed is the sweetness of thy contemplation, which thou bestowest on those who love thee. In this most of all hast thou showed me the sweetness of thy love, that when I had no being, thou didst make me. And when I was straying far from thee, thou brought me back again, that I might serve thee. And thou hast commanded me to serve thee. O fountain of everlasting love, what shall I say of thee? How can I forget thee? Who has vouchsafed to remember me, even after I was corrupted and lost? Beyond all hope, thou showest mercy to thy servant, and beyond all desert hast thou manifested thy grace and friendship. What return shall I make to thee for this favor? For it is granted to all who forsake these things, to renounce the world, and to assume the monastic life. It is much that I should serve thee, whom the whole creation is bound to serve. It ought not to seem much to me to serve thee, but this rather appear great and wonderful to me, that thou vouchsafest to receive one so wretched and unworthy as thy servant. It is a great honor, a great glory, to serve thee, and to despise all things for thee. For they who willingly subject themselves to thy holy service shall have great grace. they shall experience the most sweet consolation of the Holy Spirit, who, for the love of thee, have cast aside all carnal delight. Come, Holy Spirit, Creator blessed, and in our souls take up thy rest. Come with thy grace and heavenly aid, to fill the hearts which thou hast made. O Comforter, to thee we cry, O heavenly gift of God Most High, O fount of life and fire of love, and sweet anointing from above. Thou in thy sevenfold gifts are known, thou finger of God's hand we own, thou promise of the Father, thou who dost the tongue with power imbue. Kindle our senses from above, and make our hearts o'erflow with love. With patience firm and virtue high, the weakness of our flesh supply. Far from us drive the foe we dread, and grant us thy peace instead. So shall we not, with thee for guide, turn from the path of life aside. O may thy grace on us bestow, the Father and the Son to know, and thee through endless times confessed, of both the eternal Spirit blessed. Now to the Father and the Son, who rose from death, be glory given. With thou, O Holy Comforter, henceforth by all in earth and heaven. Amen. Hail, O Star of the Ocean, God's own Mother blessed, ever sinless Virgin, Gate of heavenly rest. Taking that sweet Ave, which from Gabriel came, peace confirm within us, changing Eve's name. Break the sinner's fetters, make our blindness day. Chase all evils from us, for all blessings pray. Show thyself a mother, may the word divine, born for us thine infant, hear our prayers through thine. Virgin all excelling, mildest of the mild, free from guilt preserve us, meek and undefiled. Keep our life all spotless, make our way secure, till we find in Jesus joy for evermore. Praise to God the Father, honor to the Son, in the Holy Spirit be the glory one. Amen. My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Saviour, because he has regarded the humility of his handmaid. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed, because he that is mighty hath done great things to me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is from generation to generation to them that fear him. He hath showed might in his arm, he hath scattered the proud in the conceit of their heart, he hath put down the mighty from their seat, and hath exalted the humble. He hath filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he hath sent empty away. He hath received Israel his servant, being mindful of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham and to his seed forever. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Day 11. When a certain anxious person, who oftentimes wavered between hope and fear, once overcome with sadness, threw himself upon the ground in prayer before one of the altars in the church, and thinking these things in his mind, said, "Oh, if I only knew how to persevere." That very instant he heard within him this heavenly answer, "And if thou didst know this, what would thou do?" Do now what you would do, and thou shalt be perfectly secure. And immediately being consoled and comforted, he committed himself to the divine will, and his anxious thoughts ceased. He no longer wished for curious things, searching to find out what would happen to him, but studied rather to learn what was the acceptable and perfect will of God, for the beginning and the perfection of every good work. Hope in the Lord, said the prophet, and do all good, and inhabit the land, and thou shalt be fed of the riches thereof. There is one thing that keeps many back from spiritual progress and from fervor in amendment, namely the labor that is necessary for the struggle. And assuredly they especially advance beyond others in virtue, who strive the most manfully to overcome the very things which are the hardest and most contrary to them. For there a man does profit more and merit more abundant grace, when he does most to overcome himself and mortify his spirit. All have not equal difficulties to overcome and mortify, but a diligent and zealous person will make a greater progress, though he have more passions than another, who is well regulated but less fervent in the pursuit of virtues. Come, Holy Spirit, Creator blessed, and in our souls take up thy rest. Come with thy grace and heavenly aid to fill the hearts which thou hast made. O Comforter, to thee we cry, O heavenly gift of God Most High, O fount of life and fire of love, and sweet anointing from above. Thou in thy sevenfold gifts are known, thou finger of God's hand we own, thou promise of the Father, thou who dost the tongue with power imbue. Kindle our senses from above, and make our hearts o'erflow with love. With patience firm and virtue high, the weakness of our flesh supply. Far from us strive the foe we dread, and grant us thy peace instead. So shall we not, with thee for guide, turn from the path of life aside. O may thy grace on us bestow, the Father and the Son to know, and thee through endless times confessed, of both the eternal Spirit blessed. Now to the Father and the Son, who rose from death, be glory given. With thou, O Holy Comforter, henceforth by all in earth and heaven. Amen. Hail, O Star of the Ocean, God's own Mother blessed, ever sinless Virgin, Gate of heavenly rest. Taking that sweet Ave, which from Gabriel came, peace confirm within us, changing Eve's name. Break the sinner's fetters, make our blindness day. Chase all evils from us, for all blessings pray. Show thyself a mother, may the word divine, born for us thine infant, hear our prayers through thine. Virgin all excelling, mildest of the mild, free from guilt preserve us, meek and undefiled. Keep our life all spotless, make our way secure, till we find in Jesus joy for evermore. Praise to God the Father, honor to the Son, in the Holy Spirit be the glory one. Amen. My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Saviour, because he has regarded the humility of his handmaid. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed, because he that is mighty hath done great things to me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is from generation to them that fear him. He hath showed might in his arm, he hath scattered the proud in the conceit of their heart, he hath put down the mighty from their seat, and hath exalted the humble. He hath filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he hath sent empty away. He hath received Israel his servant, being mindful of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham and to his seed forever. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Day 12. But if thou observest anything worthy of reproof, beware thou do not the same. And if at any time thou hast done it, labor quickly to amend thyself. As thine eye observeth others, so art thou by others noted again. How sweet and pleasant a thing it is to see brethren fervent and devout, obedient and well-disciplined. How sad and grievous a thing it is to see them walk disorderly, not applying themselves to that for which they are called. How hurtful a thing it is when they neglect the purpose of their calling and busy themselves in things not committed to their care. Be mindful of the purpose thou hast embraced, and set always before thee the image of the crucified. Good cause thou hast to be ashamed in looking upon the life of Jesus Christ, seeing thou hast not as yet endeavored to conform thyself more unto him, though thou hast been a long time in the way of God. A religious person that exerciseth himself seriously and devoutly in the most holy life and passion of our Lord shall there abundantly find whatsoever is profitable and necessary for him. Neither shall he need to seek any better thing beside Jesus. Oh, if Jesus crucified would come into our hearts, how quickly and fully should we be! A man fervent and diligent is prepared for all things. It is harder toil to resist vices and passions than to sweat in bodily labors. He that avoideth not small faults, by little and little falleth into greater. Thou wilt always rejoice in the evening, if thou spend the day profitably. Be watchful over thyself, stir up thyself, warn thyself, and whatsoever becometh of others, neglect not thyself. The more violent thou usest against thyself, the more shalt thou progress. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, Creator blessed, and in our souls take up thy rest. Come with thy grace and heavenly aid to fill the hearts which thou hast made. O Comforter, to thee we cry, O heavenly gift of God Most High, O fount of life and fire of love, and sweet anointing from above. Thou in thy sevenfold gifts are known, thou finger of God's hand we own, thou promise of the Father, thou who dost the tongue with power imbue. Kindle our senses from above, and make our hearts o'erflow with love. With patience firm and virtue high, the weakness of our flesh supply. Far from us strive the foe we dread, and grant us thy peace instead. So shall we not, with thee for guide, turn from the path of life aside. O may thy grace on us bestow, the Father and the Son to know, and thee through endless times confessed, of both the eternal Spirit blessed. Now to the Father and the Son, who rose from death, be glory given. With thou, O holy Comforter, henceforth by all in earth and heaven. Amen. Hail, O star of the ocean, God's own mother blessed, ever sinless virgin, gate of heavenly rest. Taking that sweet ave, which from Gabriel came, peace confirm within us, changing Eve's name. Break the sinner's fetters, make our blindness day. Chase all evils from us, for all blessings pray. Show thyself a mother, may the word divine, born for us thine infant, hear our prayers through thine. Virgin all excelling, mildest of the mild, free from guilt preserve us, meek and undefiled. Keep our life all spotless, make our way secure, till we find in Jesus joy for evermore. Praise to God the Father, honor to the Son, in the Holy Spirit be the glory one. Amen. My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Saviour, because he has regarded the humility of his handmaid. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed, because he that is mighty hath done great things to me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is from generation to generation to them that fear him. He hath showed might in his arm, he hath scattered the proud in the conceit of their heart, he hath put down the mighty from their seat, and hath exalted the humble. He hath filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he hath sent empty away. He hath received Israel his servant, being mindful of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed forever. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.